Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We begin our Advent journey, new church year. We heard from Isaiah. Tell us the word Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. I mean, think about that. The word Isaiah saw. But actually, did Isaiah see? And we can speculate if he actually saw the virgin birth, the passion, the crucifixion, resurrection. I think he did. But Isaiah does record it. It's interesting too, Isaiah records what sounds like crucifixion, even though it's 600 years before the Romans invent it. And reading through parts of Isaiah, you wouldn't be surprised if he actually saw what was to take place. As if we look back to these historical events 2,000 years ago. According to Isaiah, this word would come to the womb of a virgin, live, suffer, die, resurrection, and new creation breaks forth in him. The word he saw was the word, Jesus. He saw God keeping his prophetic promises. The word of God that we see is beyond all imagination. That God would come, dwell among his people. It is more than his people could have ever hoped for. What Isaiah saw was God not on a distant mountaintop or a God we must ascend to, but God who walks in the valley of our shadow of death with us, for us. Isaiah saw not the distant light of a far-off God, but the light that shines in our darkness, and sin and death cannot overcome it. This is what we see every Sunday morning. We're not here to have our imagination fed so we can paint our own picture of God. We are not here to listen to a word that fades alive only in our memories. We are here to see the word made flesh, the word of God, which he makes himself known here, true, as real as anything in this world. And we are here to see that word made flesh, to believe, trust, as Isaiah says, to walk always in the light of the Lord. To meet the mighty God in humble flesh and blood. You know, for most all of Christian history, the first gospel reading of Advent, the Palm Sunday entrance, who is this? Some ask. We must still answer this today. Advent begins the revelation by clearly answering, who is this? And then that's not mere knowledge. It's confession. It's living that. Advent begins with Jesus' entrance to his suffering and death, that we make no mistake who is come, why he comes, then and now and again. And Advent is not some simple call to slow down, but to focus our vision so we see in Christmas the one who Isaiah prophesied came not to reform a rebellious people, but to pay the price of their sin, to carry the burden of their failures, to die their death, so that they may have his light, his life in you. If you don't get this, there's nothing. No Advent, no Christmas at all. And Advent is so much more than pre-Christmas. It's like an oasis of humility and reflection of how you live, what you've done. Even when we're surrounded by a desert of consumption and self-indulgence. You know, from the ancient collect, the prayer for this Sunday, stir up your power, O Lord, and come. But how does God's power come? What are we praying for? The Lord's power isn't safe. I mean, to pray that prayer is to pray against yourself, to pray a death sentence on your sin, to pray for the drowning of your quarrelsome, jealous, drunken, idolatrous, immoral old Adam in you, to pray all your works of sin cast out. The power, God's law, it always condemns you, exposes you, your sinful dark heart. Stop gratifying your sinful desires, impulses. Repent. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. But how does the Lord's power come? What are we praying for? The Lord's power is safe unto you. The gospel, the power of salvation for all who believe. A power unlike any other. His power of forgiveness in life. Where he has placed his presence, promise, here in these courts, in this place as in no other way in this world. This is the way of the manger. God's power comes in weakness, humility, pouring out, uniting you to his cross to see. Stir up your Lord, oh, your power, O Lord, and come. Come quickly, come again to your children. And thus we join with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven. Everyone, we're praising you and saying, you know, save us now, Lord. Save us now. Joining with them to greet our King as he humbly comes now. For this he is born, laid in a manger, that you would partake of his holy body and blood, and your hearts made pure. Your hosannas ever more sincere and urgent. Advent, a time of repentance, preparation, devotion, waiting. 27 days now. Don't let the world rob you of this time you desperately need. And let this staggering joy of his comings flow over and through you and into your homes and community. Hosanna to the Son of David. Nothing greater to sing than asking your Lord to save you. And your prayer is answered. In the name of Jesus, amen.